In 1996, the California legislature voted to deregulate the state's electric industry, expecting to foster competition and to lower prices. But as deregulation begins to hit home, according to the New York Times, the average monthly winter bill for a Southern California gas company residential customer rose 60% in the last year. California was one of the first states to partially deregulate its electricity market. Many other states are working on their own deregulation plans, but the rising cost of power in California is sending a chill through state capitals. NPR's Andy Bowers reports from neighboring Nevada.
It's hard to imagine a place as hungry for electricity as Las Vegas. Of course, the casinos on the Las Vegas Strip use huge amounts of power to light their signs and run their slots 24 hours a day. But people are also moving to this region in droves. Arthur O'Donnell edits a newsletter on Western energy markets.
We saw the recent census figures that showed that the state of Nevada has grown an incredible 66% in population over the past 10 years.
That's more than any other state. But O'Donnell says electricity use in Nevada has gone up even faster than the percentage of newcomers.
You might be looking at twice as much energy consumption because all of the new housing that goes in is located in desert areas, so they rely on air conditioning and, in some of those places, swimming pools.
A few years ago, Nevada followed California's lead and decided to introduce competition into its electricity market. The theory was that deregulation would increase supply and bring prices down. But wholesale prices in California have exploded, teaching a very different lesson. Last year, shortly before Nevada's plan was to take effect, Republican Governor Kenny Guinn put the whole project on hold.
Given the situation in California, the governor said, let's take a moment here. I'm not going to open our markets until I have some more information.
And Joanne Kelly was appointed by Governor Guinn to gather that information. Kelly heads the Electric Energy Policy Committee, an advisory panel made up of utility, business, and government leaders. The group met this past week to recommend how Nevada should proceed with deregulation. And time and again, Kelly and the other committee members kept framing the issue in terms of Nevada's giant neighbor to the west.
If we're going to go out in the same market as California, and we are the ant, and they are the elephant, we'd better get our little ants moving so that our customers are protected past 2003.
Nevada's plan is similar to California's, but with key differences. For example, California's big private utility monopolies sold off their electricity generating plants to promote competition. Now those same power plants are charging huge markups to their former owners. But as Nevada utilities are selling off their power plants, they're signing contracts to buy back the electricity at low rates for several years. Committee member Walter Higgins is CEO of Nevada's main electric utility, Sierra Pacific Resources. He sees a few other lessons from California as well.
The first great lesson in California is you don't really have a competitive market if there's not enough supply of the thing people are buying.
And everyone agrees surging demand in the West has far outpaced new power plant construction. But Higgins' second lesson is more controversial. He feels consumers should not be insulated from the true cost of what they're buying. That would mean getting rid of electricity rate caps. Prices would fluctuate not only month to month, but maybe even hour to hour.
If you knew as a consumer that the price of power was going to be 30 cents a kilowatt hour, and you were choosing whether or not to run your laundry at that particular time, or run your dryer, you'd think twice before you'd run it if you knew that if you waited 6 hours, it might only be 15 cents.
And, says Higgins, it would promote conservation. Yet current rate caps in California have kept most consumers paying only a small fraction of the wholesale cost of electricity. When San Diego residents were briefly exposed to skyrocketing market rates last summer, it provoked howls of outrage and an emergency rate cap. Perhaps the biggest problem for Nevada is that California's crisis has inflated the cost of electricity across the West. So Nevada's Energy Policy Committee will recommend to the governor that he move forward with deregulation, but only after things settle down. Again, committee head Joanne Kelly.
Essentially, they are committed to favorable market conditions before Nevada opens up its market. You know, stable prices and an environment that is beneficial to Nevada consumers.
Even in states that aren't as immediately affected by California, the crisis has given deregulation a black eye. Ohio just launched its electric choice program a week ago with a flurry of TV and radio ads.
There's 3 seconds on the clock. We're 1 point down, and we're kicking a field goal from the 40. It's good! It's good! We win! We're the champs! But honestly, I think choosing my electric supplier is more exciting than this.
Ohio's state consumer advocate Robert Tongren says his state's plan was specifically designed to avoid some of the problems with California's approach. But he still has to reassure anxious consumers.
Well, we basically have a fact sheet that we send out to customers who call us, which says, we are not California. When I give presentations, I have a slide with an outline of the state of California, a circle around it, and a line slashed through it.
And many who favor deregulation say Pennsylvania is one place where it's working very smoothly. In all, 24 states are in some stage of electricity deregulation, and many others are considering it. While each has its own approach, Consumers Union recently recommended to all that they slow down and wait to see whether California solves its problems. Harry Snyder is with the group's San Francisco office.
The best minds in California and the nation were brought in to design our deregulation plan, and they got every aspect of it dead wrong. I mean, the magic of the marketplace is something that Consumers Union urges wherever it's going to work. But where it's not going to work, in order to protect consumers, we think you have to regulate.
Other states will be watching California's Governor Gray Davis tomorrow when he's expected to outline his plans for how to fix the mess. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Las Vegas.